This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Protesters against the military coup in Myanmar showed no signs of backing down Wednesday, even as the UN expert on human rights in Myanmar warned of the prospect of major violence in the capital, Naypyidaw. Thousands marched down its wide boulevards chanting for the release of detained leaders Aung San Suu Kyi and President Win Myint. UN Special Rapporteur Tom Andrews said he had received reports of soldiers being transported into Yangon from outlying regions. In the past, such troop movements preceded killings, disappearances, and detentions on a mass scale. The military coup has brought a shocking halt to Myanmar's fragile progress toward democracy, most visible in Aung San Suu Kyi's tenure as national leader. The White House said the Biden administration will begin Friday to process the claims of some asylum seekers as the Biden administration seeks to end the Trump-era Migrant Protection Protocols program. In a statement, the White House said it will soon announce a virtual registration process that will be available from any location. It said asylum seekers do not need to take any action yet, but instead should stay where they are and await further instructions. And U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will be using his first ministerial meeting with the NATO allies Wednesday to try to repair the frayed relationship, acknowledging that longstanding ties were at times strained under former President Trump. Change in tone and approach, as U.S. defense officials describe it Tuesday, comes as the U.S. and NATO are staring down decisions on force levels in Afghanistan. Via remote, this is VOA News. Japan's vaccine minister said the country plans to start its coronavirus vaccine program Wednesday, focused initially on inoculating 40,000 healthcare workers. Cabinet Vaccine Minister Taro Kono said those first to receive the shot will be monitored for the first 3 weeks for any reactions. Japanese authorities formally approved its first vaccine, the Pfizer-BioNTech drug, on Sunday. Kono said the additional testing on Japanese people was necessary to reassure them of its safety. Japan is the last member of the group of seven industrialized nations to begin vaccinations. Britain is expected Wednesday to call on the UN Security Council to push for temporary ceasefires in conflict zones to enable the rolling out of vaccines against the coronavirus. Britain holds the chairmanship of the Security Council this month. Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab has said his ceasefire resolution would also demand equitable access to coronavirus vaccines for nations around the world. In a statement, Raab emphasized the need to help inoculate more than 160 million people in conflict zones such as Yemen, South Sudan, Somalia, and Ethiopia. Raab said nations have a moral duty to act and a strategic necessity to come together to defeat this virus. Well, a police task force busted an illegal party Tuesday night in Rio de Janeiro, sending away hundreds of revelers who paid as much as $300 to enter the party, violating the rules of celebrations during the annual carnival, which was canceled because of the pandemic. Rio's newly elected mayor, Eduardo Paes, said the suspension was necessary to save lives. Rio is currently under a red alert for coronavirus crisis, but hundreds of people continue to gather in popular areas around the city every day, including packing the world-famous beaches. South Africa has scrapped plans to use the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine and will switch to a different one. Media reports say complaints with the AstraZeneca vaccine include a higher price than European Union members are paying, shipments of old vaccine, and a lower efficacy rate against a variant of the coronavirus that originated in South Africa. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Additional information on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting remotely. VOA News.